Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost 3 decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef, It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year. And producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Severe weather, including a good bit of drought in recent days, been hurting our corn crop and soybean crop across the Midwest. And we've got obviously a lot of problems as far as dryness in our part of the country, in the southern plains as well. In the 18 major corn producing states, 62% of the corn crop now rated good to excellent. That's compared to 64% a week ago. Remainder of the corn crop rated 24% fair, 14% now nationally poor to very poor. Iowa, kind of the poster child for problems right now. They were hit hard by that derecho and now by drought, has only 42% of their crop rated good to excellent. Last week, that number was 50%. And before the storm and drought, the number was 69%. Today, Iowa has 25% of their corn crop rated in poor to very poor. Only Colorado, hit hard by drought, has more in that category at 44%. As far as soybeans are concerned, about the same story. 66% of the U.S. soybean crop rated good to excellent compared to 69% a week ago. The U.S. cotton crop rated 44% good to excellent shape, 46% last week, and 28% nationally called poor to very poor on our U.S. cotton crop. We've got grain sorghum, 50% good to excellent, 54% rated in that category a week ago. And finally, pasture range conditions nationally, we're looking at 22% in good to excellent condition. That's off 2 points compared to 1 week ago. 46% of our pasture range ratings nationally are in poor to very poor condition, up 4 points from a week ago. If you compare this to the first week, first report of August, going back about 4 weeks, we were dropping basically, we were at 30% poor to very poor 4 weeks ago on national numbers for pasture range ratings. 46% this week in the end of August, 1st of September. Some of our states in our part of the world, we've got Texas, 14% in good to excellent shape on pasture range ratings. That's off 8 points compared to the 1st of August. We're at 32% good to excellent rating on Oklahoma. That's off 9 points compared to the 1st of August. The Kansas, 44%. That's down 9 points compared to the 1st of August. 55% for Kansas, down 5 points for the 1st of August. And New Mexico, right now 13% rated good to excellent on their pasture range ratings. That's down by 3 points compared to the 1st of August in the case of New Mexico and their good to excellent ratings. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue signaling a second round of coronavirus food assistance program monies should be available soon. Details out probably later this week. You've got farm news on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU wheat variety developed from the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many of the challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, longer grazing, and even better baking quality. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has longer lasting resistance to stripe rust. It also provides great flavor in whole wheat products from pasta to pizza. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties widely preferred by millers. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.